Welcome to the You Got This podcast, featuring authors Donnie and Sandy. We invite you to settle in, open your hearts and minds, and be inspired to trust and present hope in the Lord. When you allow Him to lead the way, you got this.
Hey guys, and we're back. We've been on a little bit of a break here lately because we had some stuff we had to do in our life, but welcome back to another awesome season of You Got This with your host Sandy and Donnie from Your New Life Ministries. This season is dedicated to the journey to the kingdom, and we'll elaborate a little bit on that during this first initial episode. But I just want to say welcome back, honey. Did you enjoy our break, and how are you doing so far?
Oh, we've missed it, actually. And actually, we've been on a break because this past year, we first of all, we moved. And then I had knee replacement surgery on one of my knees. And that took quite a bit of time to heal and get me back into the swing of things. But we are back. And we're excited to bring you a new season. As Donnie said, the journey to the kingdom. What is that all about?
Well, the journey to the kingdom is your personal journey with Jesus Christ and where you're ultimately going to finally end up, whether it's going to be heaven or is it ultimately going to lead to hell. That's up to you. It's your journey. And with God, I mean, we should all know about God in the first place because, I mean, he's no big secret. But the choice that we all have to make is, are we going to follow him or are we going to do the worldly ways? The worldly ways, we all know we've done it, and it doesn't lead anywhere. This leads to self-pity, doubt, and what makes you re-examine what you're doing in your life.
And emptiness. Actually, you feel kind of empty inside.
That's a pretty good way of summing it up. Actually, it's emptiness. So the first thing we're going to talk about is where you're at and why Jesus in the first place. To me, why not Jesus? I mean, you've done everything else. I mean, do you need to answer that within your own ability? Is why Jesus? Because in the Bible it says Jesus is love, Jesus is heart, Jesus is family. Jesus is supposed to be everything in your life. And you'll read that in the Bible as well. Well, I'll let my wife sum it up more even for you.
So let's take a look at some of the different places in life people find themselves at. So most people have to hit rock bottom before they reach out to Jesus. And this is just a shame. So down and out, either lost everything or maybe you didn't intend it that way, but you became addicted to drugs and alcohol, and maybe you're finding yourself homeless, and you're finding yourself, how can it get any better? Why do I need Jesus? Nothing's going right in my life. Why do I think he's going to make it even better?
Exactly. And he wants us to have a relationship with him, and it's not hard to do. You just got to want to do it. And I know we're all as guilty as everybody else. Nobody's perfect. We should be reading the Bible a lot more than what we're doing, but we don't, because life gets in the way, and that's not an excuse. It is what it is. And we all should be praying more, because you're going to get more joy out of praying, which I'm guilty as anybody else, and I'll admit that to myself, that I don't pray as much as I should. My wife does it every single morning, but as a man, we want to be doing our own thing, and it's not good. We should be all having more of a prayer life with Jesus, because he's going to give you your answers. It may not be right away, which we all want, but he will give you your answers that you desire.
So why would it be any different? Why would somebody who's down and out be any different? Why do they need Jesus? Okay, number one, for the first of all, life does come to an end. Nobody lives forever. And to me, I would rather believe that there's a hereafter than believe you just die and go into the dirt or burn, whichever one you choose. I would rather believe that there's a hereafter. That's much better. And number two, why Jesus? How is he going to make my life better? He's not going to make you instantly rich. No, that's not going to happen. Well, it might happen. But why Jesus? Because he is our Savior. He is our Deliverer. He came to give us life. And life more abundantly, John 10:10. And It says in that same verse, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. And when we receive Jesus, we receive the fruit of the Spirit. That's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and self-control. So your heart is made new. Now you may have years of the world in you, but that comes with daily sanctification. And as Donnie said, reading the Bible. By that, our minds are renewed, as it says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that comes by reading the Bible. How can you know the promises to stand on that God says we can stand on and pray for them, and He's going to answer our prayers? How can we know all those promises if we don't read the Bible to find them out? How can we know and how to determine the lies from the enemy, but from what God says, unless we read the Bible to find that out? And so He'll make your heart brand new. But then also, He says in Psalm 5, he says He surrounds us with favor as with a shield. And He'll provide divine appointments in your life to help get you back on track. Maybe it's going to start leading you to a shelter. Maybe it's going to start, if you're addicted to drugs and alcohol, to a program that you're going to be able to go to free of charge. This is how He begins to turn your life around. Why not Jesus? If you tried everything else, that's another point. Oh, I've tried everything. I've tried Buddhism. I've tried Hinduism. I've tried everything, but nothing is just because God created us. There has to be a creator. Nothing just poofs into your hand. Everything has to have a creator. And the same with mankind. We're too intricate. Everyone comes from God Almighty. There is no two people on earth that have the same fingerprint in the exact same DNA. Yes, families have like DNAs, but everyone still has their own DNA. They have their own fingerprint. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is once you think about it. But there are so many ways to find out about Jesus, and most people don't even think about it. And number one is talk with your community. We actually have a Bible study group in our community that we just started a few weeks ago. And it was awesome. We had like several people come up out of nowhere and just wanting to have some questions answered. You won't believe how much feedback you'll get from talking to strangers about the same issues that you're actually having. And it's unbelievable. And most people don't even think about it. Most people are just afraid to even bring up the topic. Well, you shouldn't be afraid, because there are people dealing with the same issues that you are, but you're too afraid to find out. It was just unbelievable to me that we actually started this own Bible study in our own community. And it was us awesome. People sharing different journeys, as we are talking about in this podcast, of journeys of where they're at spiritually and just life in general.
So,
okay. Again, why not Jesus?
Why not Jesus? So down and out, or you've tried everything else, but you still don't have a God place, a God-shaped hole in everyone's heart, that we would seek Him, that we would seek Him and receive His free gift of salvation, eternal home in heaven. You see, eternity is forever. We have enough evil in the world, so why do we want to make it open to everyone? Then we'll just have the same evil in eternity forever and ever and ever that we have here on earth. Why do we want that? No. So there has to be a plumb line. But guess what? We don't have to get ourselves right. That's the beauty of it. Jesus was sinless. So when we believe Him and who He is, and receive Him and ask for forgiveness, that's all we have to do. He paid the price. He died on the cross for sins. No one on earth is perfect. Everyone on earth sins. The only perfect one was Jesus, the Son of God. That is such a blessing. How can you not want that? And then the Holy Spirit helps you. You have a new heart and you have new desires in your heart. He places His God desires in your heart and the ability through the Holy Spirit to want to please Him. So it's not an effort and it's not a bunch of rules and regulations. It's love. It's a love relationship, because when you love somebody, you want to please them. It's relationship because he says in John 1:12, to those who believe him, to those who receive him, who are called by his name, are given the right to become children of God. See, it denotes family, not rules and regulations. And the people who said, oh, Christians hate, well, no, that's read the Bible and you'll find out how wrong you are. Because no, the Bible tells us to love one another as I have loved you. He tells us to love people, not to judge people. So those people who are, they're not living according to what the Bible says. The Bible tells us, no, to love people. God will convict. That's not our job to convict people. That's not our job to tell people what they're doing wrong. That's God's job. He's the judge. I don't want that job. I'm not good enough for it. I'd rather just choose to love people and lead people to him. You know the saying, you attract more flies with honey? Well, you attract more friendships and people wanting to follow Jesus when you are truly his ambassador and setting the example of what he did for us. He loved us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Romans 5, verse 8. And then those, everything's going good. Why should they want him?
He does say we should love one another, but we don't lie to one another. That's a big issue going on today, which I finally understood what they were talking about, is we want to love them enough not to lie to them in regards to certain topics, just like with homosexuality or the other things that's going on in the world. We're supposed to be in the world, but we're not supposed to be of the world. So we can't sit there and condone what we know is wrong. But we also got to come to them in the right way and not alienate them either, because that's just going to make them even more madder. Because people hate when they're being told that they're doing wrong. They hate it because they think, oh, you're judging me. No, it's not judging. It's loving, because you're loving them enough to tell them that they're doing wrong.
If someone's running into a burning building and you know it's on fire, it's like, no, don't go in there. Wouldn't you tell them if you knew? Or if you knew a way out of it and you're in there? No, I know a way out. Let's go this way. Wouldn't you want to tell them? Well, that's what we're doing. And when you're honest. So, yes, we love them. But if we're asked, we are supposed to be truthful to it, but truth in love. But then you know what? God shows them the way, because he loves all people. He doesn't love the sin, but he loves us. See, there's the difference. And so maybe you're a person who's tried everything and everything's going great with you and you got money. Why should you need Jesus? Because of the same thing. Everyone is going to die one day, and the choice where you spend eternity is up to you. What is your choice going to be?
You can have all the money in the world, but is it going to bring you happiness? The answer is no, because you got the, unfortunately, that there's a thing called the love of money or the love of greed. And that's a big problem in itself, because you're thinking you're on top of the world, everything's going great for you, but it also be taken away from you by the world.
Oh, you know, I've had a lot of problems with my allergies lately, and so I really have to keep something to drink at all times. So excuse me if I'm getting, my throat's a little scratchy. But I've tried this new drink. Okay, I am really a health nut, and Donnie can attest to this. I really love the healthy food, and I'm not much into the junk food. But you got to try these new drinks. Or buy Aspire Drinks. Go to aspiredrinks.com, and they're really great. They're green tea-powered energy drink, and it's a balanced level, crash-free. It's also has keto friendly. So that is such a blessing. And it's got vitamin B, vitamin C. It's enhanced with biotin and ginger. And even green tea in itself has a lot of benefits. It's good for weight loss. It's good for your heart. It improves brain function and is very high in antioxidants. So that it's very good. And being keto friendly, it's suitable for people with diabetes. So what is bad? What is wrong with that? And it's got flavors like mango lemonade and raspberry acai.
There's also, you got to remember, there's also free shipping and energy drink delivered right to your door. So you ain't got to worry about shipping because it's 100% free.
Yeah, so it's free shipping in the U.S. So you got to try it out. Go to AspireDreams.com and you will not be sorry. And but don't forget to enter the promo code of YNLM. And if you forget, it's the first letter of our ministry name, Your New Life Ministries. Enter that promo code YNLM, and then you will also, at checkout, you will get 20% off of your order. You got to try these today. And I don't promote things that I don't agree with. So you got to try this out. And then we're supporting them, you support us, which is, you know, which helps us. And we get a small commission off of it. So try it today. Go to AspireDrinks.com.
Absolutely. You won't regret it. But getting back to our topic of why God or Jesus, because he gives us free will. He wants us to love us. He wants us to love him as well, but we're free to do so. He doesn't want robots to go around and say, I love Jesus, I love. He wants it to come from our hearts. And we should have no problem with loving Jesus from our hearts, because he's given us life. He's given us everything that he gave us control over this earth. Without him, we wouldn't be able to control nothing. But he gave us dominion over the earth. So if that's not something to love about Jesus, I don't know what is.
So the people in your life that love you and that you love, do you want them to love you because you've made them love you? Or do you want them to love you because they want to?
I would want somebody to love me because they want to, because why should I pay somebody to love me or force somebody to love me? Because that's not real. He wants real. And just like we want real, he wants real from us. Same difference.
So that's why, yes, there are bad in the world. But if God took all free will away, he would have to take it all, the bad and the good. So yes, people by their own free will, and he will whisper into their ears, tell them what not to do. But if they ignore it, it's not his fault. But he promises to be there to help us and pick us back up and to restore maybe something that was stolen from us. And sometimes lives are taken, yes, but that's still not God's fault. It falls under the same thing, category, but of free will, that they're ignoring him. Let me put this, I'm a parent, I'm a mom. And so if I tell my child I'm walking down this road and it's got some dips and it's got cliffs and it's got some deep potholes, and I say, please hold on to my hand and don't let go. But he chooses to let go, pull away, and do his own thing and run ahead. But yet he falls and he ends up hurting himself and he hurts somebody else. Is that my fault? No, because I told him what to do. I told him what not to do. But he chose of his own free will. But am I going to tell him, okay, you should have listened. This is the right way of doing things. But I'm also going to love on him and hurt and heal his hurts. We're made in God's image. He's going to do the same thing for us. He does the same thing for us. So he'll whisper into our ears. And then he gives us his book of instructions called the Bible. And you will know his instructions. You will know them if you read the Bible and you have a personal relationship with him. And he will, I promise you, I've been through so much in my life that I promise you, he will be there to help you, to heal you, to deliver you, to give you what you need and provide for you when you need it, if you just trust him. And he tells us in the Bible to trust him and lean not on our own understanding. That's where some people get things all mixed up, because they think they have to figure everything out. No, it's just much easier if you just trust him. If someone says that they're on your way to your house and they're giving you a brand new car, you wouldn't be all fearful. Okay, when are they going to get here? Watch every second. No, you're going to trust. Okay, they're getting here. It's mine. I claim it, right?
Well, pretty much.
And so they don't worry about it. So if God says he's going to protect you and provide for you, why don't we give him that same kind of faith?
And I think it all has to do with the fear of uncertainty, which we all have. I'm guilty, just like everybody else. It's the fear of uncertainty. We don't like uncertainty, just like with the stock market. Investors don't like uncertainty either. But guess what, people? It's a fact of life. We have got to learn to get out of our own way and let God work. He doesn't work in the day. He works in his own time. And that's what we also is scary, because he works in his own time, not our time. But that's the thing. Just like with pregnancy, we want the baby right then and there. Well, guess what? You got to wait 9 months. And it may not be 9 months, because the baby might decide, you know what? I want to come in the world late. Well, God's way is always on time, but we just don't know when his time is. And we're not supposed to know when his time is, because it's called my second verse, my favorite verse, the 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight, which I have to be reminded of that constantly because of my fear. We all have fear. Nobody is exempt from the fear, unfortunately. But it's like I said, it's all for faith. We have to have faith. If we don't have faith, we don't have nothing. And we should all want faith. Faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this today. And if you have questions, please visit our website at yournewlifeministries.org on the Contact Us page. And, you know, send us a message, a prayer request or a question. Or you can email us direct at info@yournewlifeministries.org. And check us out today. And we want to be here for you. And sorry about the absence. Again, it just, life hits everybody and we're not exempt. But we are back and we'll be bringing you podcast episodes regularly. Sometimes they will be with both of us, Donnie and Sandy, but we're still Donnie and Sandy, and sometimes it'll be one or the other as life presents. But we're so glad to be back with you today. And don't forget to check out AspireDrinks.com. I don't promote anything that I do not believe in, and I am all into the healthy, but healthy, this flavorful, that's a plus. AspireDrinks.com. Put in our promo code YNLM and get a 20% off discount.
And yes, and always remember, you know you got this when you let God lead the way. Talk at you later, guys. Bye-bye.